Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Oh, hey there. Fancy seeing you here. Hello. It's me, Baylen Leonard, with one more edition of the Country Music Talk podcast. This is where you get to hear the biggest names in country music, talking about their lives and their careers, and sharing their stories from Music City and beyond. I feel like we're pushing out some really big names on the podcast at the moment, and I hope you're enjoying them. Today is absolutely no exception. Miranda Lambert. She recently headlined the C2C Festival in the UK. She's a member of the Pistol Annies. She's won Grammys, CMAs, ACMs, and sold millions and millions of records. She is truly an icon. In the podcast, we're going to talk about her career, her new album, Palomino, and the fact that she always seems to remain focused on being authentic and making the music that she wants to. We recorded the interview with Miranda. She was in Texas at her parents' house, and I was at home in London. So if you want to see any of the chat, make sure you're following our social channels. We're at AR Country on Twitter and Absolute Radio Country on Instagram and Facebook. Make sure you follow us and you can see all the latest news and videos from the world of country music.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. So pleased to welcome back our next guest. She was just over for C2C not that long ago, and now there is a new album on the way. Miranda Lambert, it feels like no time since we saw each other. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Yeah, really, really good. So new album, Palomino, coming out on the 29th of April. I have to say, I'm a little bit obsessed with Geraldine on this album. I want to know Geraldine. I want to be her friend. Is she somebody that you know? Is she a fictional character?
We made her up, but I think she's a mixture of somebody we all know.
Yes.
But I agree with you. If I trusted her, I'd want to be her friend.
Sure. But you know, we all have those friends that are like, okay, I don't exactly trust you, but I love you. So we're going to be friends anyway. I love this album so much, by the way. We've been playing If I Was a Cowboy for quite a while now and looking forward to digging into the complete album. What I love about your work is that we kind of never know what we're going to get. I mean, it's always going to be Miranda, but you have such a kind of wide selection of tools in your toolbox, you know, whether it's kind of leaning more on the Americana side of things or the stripped back stuff from like the Marfa tapes or, you know, the rock and roll stuff or the straight down the middle country stuff. I would assume that the industry anyway, they like to try and box people in. Is that something you've always pushed against, or do you even feel like you're pushing against anything? You're just like, this is what I do.
I kind of feel like at first I was pushing back a little bit my first couple of records because I was a little left of center for the music at the time.
Yeah.
But that set me up to be able to sort of reinvent myself as an artist throughout my career, but stay true to like the root of who I started as. I'm still the same. And so I think, you know, I'm lucky. I mean, it's a hard road and sometimes it takes a lot longer and it's a little more patience when you don't have something that's so readily commercial or right down the middle, but I'm really lucky that I get to be artistic and that it's worked all these years and that I can collaborate with new people and write with new people and have a different sound is really a blessing. And I'm so excited about this record.
I'm so excited about this record as well. Do you think that
Because we talk a lot here on Absolute Radio Country about gender equality in country music and diversity of voices and all that sort of stuff. Do you feel like that pushback to kind of fit into a box, or that you would have to push back? I mean, that happens more to women, surely, than it does to men, because men can chop and change and just put it out there and nobody's batting an eyelid. Am I reading that wrong? Or do you think that is kind of a female thing in country music?
I think we have a lot more work to have to do sometimes as females in country, but I think that's what makes us stand out, is we have to work harder for it sometimes. And that's, we want it more because of that. The hunger is there and the determination. And so I was just thinking about this morning, actually, because I heard Ashley McBride and Carly Pierce on the radio, and then I heard Mary, and then I heard Gabby Barrett, and it was like in a row. And I was like, hey, that's cool. There's some girls being played just on the radio in my hometown, but like in a row. And that made me happy.
Yeah, it seems, I mean, we don't have that issue in the UK. Like, we have no problem with playing multiple females in a row, like, or you know, playing mainly females, if that happens to be the case as well. It's just not an issue that we've had over here in the UK. Thank you also for embracing your LGBTQ plus fans as well. Obviously, there are loads of us that are big fans of yours. And how wonderful, like, you know, with Tequila Does, that remix, the dance remix, and with the song that you did for Queer Eye and all of that. I just want to say thank you for doing that, because it's really important.
Well, thank you. I had a blast doing it. And I'm just learning every day. And if I can be part of a change for good, I would love to be part of that, even if it's a tiny piece. So I've had a blast. And it was so much fun writing for Queer Eye. That, like, it's such an uplifting show anyway. It was really fun to write a song for something that feels good like that.
Yeah. And also, you know, obviously this is changing, and we're having a lot of really important conversations in country music at the moment. But for an artist kind of your stature to do that, and kind of to welcome everybody in, not with like a nod and a wink, you know, because that's happened for years, where artists know that they have a huge gay fan base but haven't really played to them in that way. And for you to do it so kind of like warmly and overtly is just a really important thing. So it does that come with the power of kind of where you are as an artist, or is that about you growing as a person, or the industry kind of opening up a little bit? More and more people hopefully will follow your lead in that regard.
I hope so. And I think it's just awareness, really, on everyone's part, my own included. Like I said, learning and making sure that I'm being open-minded and accepting. And, you know, by not saying anything, was I hurting people's feelings and didn't even know it? You know what I mean? So I'm very happy to get all the positive feedback for supporting. And I'm really thankful that I'm part of that story.
Well, we're thankful you're part of it as well. Palomino is a new album. It's coming out on the 29th of April. Was this any of this written during kind of lockdown and all of that? Or was this all post once things started opening back up? Is there stuff on this album that you've had ready for a while and you're just putting it together now?
We started writing it in 2020, and we decided the first couple of songs were traveling songs. It was teens and tourists. And so we thought, let's just continue this journey. If we can't physically travel, let's travel in our minds and in our art. It was Natalie Hemby and Luke Dick and I. And then we just continued the journey. And I wrote for this record for like 2 years. It's been being put together very thoughtfully and planned, because we wanted to take the listener on a journey. So, but yes, it definitely started when we started writing about traveling when we couldn't, which sort of set me on the path to get Palomino where it was and where it is now, which was such a cool, it was a really cool thing to get to watch and to be part of and share with my friends. You know, every co-writer on this record is a great friend of mine. So we all got to hunker down together and sort of build this beautiful puzzle.
Well, it's beautiful, and I just love it. I can't stop listening to it. Palomino, it comes out on the 29th of April. We're going to play a song from it in just a minute. Before we do that, I want to say the one thing that my mother always says about you, anytime your name comes up, she says, well, you know, Miranda Lambert collects salt and pepper shaker sets like I do. Is that my mother has gone crazy, or do you actually collect salt and pepper shaker sets as well?
I do collect salt and pepper shakers. She's not wrong. And I know it's very meemaw, but it's my one meemaw thing that I love. And I travel so much. It's like, I like to take a little token from the places I've been, and most of them I remember where I got them. So,
yeah.
And also, when you talk about your mom, your Tennessee comes out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I talk about my mom to my mom, or I have too much bourbon, my Tennessee comes roaring out.
My Texas shows quickly when I'm drinking.
Yeah. Or if I'm mad, it comes out if I'm mad as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite salt and pepper shaker set? Because I'll have to tell my mom this, you know, I'm basically asking this so I can tell my mom.
I have one that has little, it's like a tree, and the little birds sit on the tree, and the birds are the salt and pepper shakers. It's so fragile, of course, like it's the one that's like the most fragile in like 10 pieces. I'm like, it's, I don't know. I just think it's fun. And you know who else collects salt and pepper shakers?
Hey.
It's Loretta Lynn. So if it's cool enough for her, it's cool enough for me.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm going to have to tell my mama that. She will be over the moon that both you and Loretta Lynn share her passion for salt and pepper shaker sets. How many do you think you have?
I have about 75 sets.
Lord have mercy.
That sounds crazy. Race.
I mean, my mom's just forever dusting salt and pepper shaker sets. That's, I think, how she spends most of her days, like going around in a circle. Miranda Lambert, a joy to see you again. I know you were just here with C2C, but might we see you again soon now that everything's open back up? A UK tour, new album, you know, we love you over here. Any thoughts?
I would love that. I mean, like, I just love the, how the fans love the music. It's like no other place. We don't get that anywhere else but in the UK. It's just deep dives into deep cuts, and you can play anything. And they sing along, and it's so refreshing. So yes, I hope to come back and tour.
Excellent. And we got some good salt and pepper shaker sets over here, so you know they got your name on them. Miranda Lambert, always a joy. Thanks for saying hi.
Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country,
an in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Oh, what a joy, always a joy, to talk to Miranda Lambert. She's such an incredible artist, and the passion for her music really comes through, and also to bring in diverse voices in country music and beyond. So it's just so wonderful to hear. Thank you, Miranda, for your time. And thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed our chat. Don't forget, her new album, Palomino, is out now, and it's brilliant. If you liked what you heard, then please leave us a review and 5 stars. It would really mean a lot. And make sure you tell your friends about Absolute Radio Country. We're right there on your digital radio, on the Absolute Radio app, and on your smart speaker right across the UK. Just tell it to play Absolute Radio Country. And if you're listening around the world, we'll have more interviews coming soon. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Until then, keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.